This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Wow, it's great to have Chris for most of an hour. Amazing. One of the heroes. They really are heroes of the Benghazi fight. But you only learned about it because Hillary and the media distorted it, so the truth had to be told. So many other events have happened like that, in some cases even crazier, from folks I've talked to and some of the things I've read about after they're declassified, but never become a news story. Trout, listening on KOMY 1340 out in Santa Cruz. You're on the air with Tonto. Go ahead.
Hey, Chris, Trout here. For all the new listeners that I and others have told about KOMY 1340, do you guys want to say thank you?
All right, well, thank you, sir. Go ahead. Do you have any questions or comments on Benghazi?
You're welcome. For all the new listeners, why don't you go over, give us a history of Benghazi, because thankfully Michael Savage had him on, and we're hoping Sean Hannity, doing a fine job over there, will also have him on. But for those new listeners, and believe me, guys, there's all sorts of people tuning in.
No, I understand, Trout. We need to go back over Benghazi, WikiLeaks, hammer the crimes, because as libertarians and conservatives, we just move forward with our lives. You know, once we defeat, but they're still attacking us. They haven't gone to jail. That's a great question. Thank you, Trout. In fact, I asked a question earlier, and I never got to it. Recapping just in a few minutes what happened in Benghazi, why it's so important, what really happened.
Well, as far as the attack itself, we were, the consulate was attacked, the State Department compound. We were CIA. We had no responsibility to that compound, aside from us just giving a handshake agreement to the State Department officers that we'd help out if they were attacked. Ambassador Stevens came in. We knew that Ambassador Stevens was a very high-ranking ambassador. If you want to give him a comparison level, that guy's a three-star general. And as far, you know, just by talking, Alex, that ambassador levels are different. He didn't just donate to a campaign and was given an ambassadorship. He had worked his way up. The guy was fantastic in the State Department as far as the Foreign Services because he'd worked his way up there. He was a very high value target as well. So when he came in, we said, you know, we'll help you guys if you ever need us. And they did. They were attacked. And for the next, close to eight hours from 9:32 to approximately 5:30, we were attacked. We were involved in five different firefights that night. Some were small, a couple were massive, and we were actually hit with mortars on the last firefight, 81 millimeter mortars, which are basically bombs coming out of a tube that killed my teammates, Tyrone and Glenn. The issue that we had with that was that it was 8 hours and we'd been recalling for air support or any sort of support for that 8 hours. And there were troops available for us that could help us and they were never allowed to go. And that's State Department. That's the administration.
And do we know why they wanted you wiped out? I mean, the word I got was they wanted the jihadis to get those weapons to transfer them to Syria.
You know, Alex, for without me not being Hillary Clinton, if I let you know what we're actually doing there, I'm going to get in trouble. So I'm going to let you keep talking about that, and I'll neither confirm or deny.
Well, Colonel Schaefer got in trouble, but then he didn't get in trouble. He was the first to tell us 4 days in on this show what happened, and I heard behind the scenes from other sources they went completely ape over it, but that was turned out what happened.
Yeah, and that's why the story has been just stopped, and you haven't heard a lot because. What was going on there, and also, of course, it was going to affect the election after it was done. Obama wouldn't have been elected, I don't think, if the truth would have came out immediately, both the Republicans and the Democrats were involved with the operations that were going on there. But like I said,
Sure. John McCain, I mean, he publicly went months after and was arming the rebels in public.
He is no friend of mine. I'll just leave it at that. He is no friend of mine at all.
Absolutely. Well, listen, we're out of time for the callers. I just know that Tosh Plumlee and Colonel Schaefer and countless others risked their lives on this show, CIA contractors, you name it, to tell everybody what really happened. People in NATO went public with the info. We covered it here, and we need your prayers, folks, because they'd love to kill us if they could get away with it, but they know that'd turn us into martyrs. So just keep praying for us and for Chris Tonto Paranto, ChrisTontoParanto.com. Chris, thank you so much, and please, anytime you want to come on or anytime you want to join David Knight or Owen Schroer or any other host, because we're launching a larger system here. We'd love to have you. God bless you, sir.
God bless you. God bless you too, sir. Thank you again, and be safe.
Thank you so much for joining us on the anniversary of Benghazi. Thank you. God bless.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue chosen by our dental experts include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
War on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Remember, it's illegal to possess these stolen documents. It's different for the media. So everything you learn about this, you're learning.
InfoWars is the brainchild of radio host Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones. You're
Alex Jones.
Jones.
Alex Jones.
Jones.
It's fun.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones. Nice guy.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones is a lunatic.
That man's a threat to this country.
There's a guy on the radio.
His name is Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones of the Muslim world. You know, it's
that man is saying you watch your mouth.
Time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved.
I heard that on Alex Jones.
InfoWars. It's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Nobody can dispute the fact
that you're a great InfoWars.com.
InfoWars.com.
InfoWars comes to mind.
InfoWars.
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 You watch InfoWars?
The InfoWars.
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 InfoWars.com.
I want freedom. That's what I want, and that's what you should want.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
I like that guy.
That is the best.
From
the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I want to be crystal clear in what I'm going to say, because the media and people inside government agencies and things will spin this, and they've already been spinning it, that I'm trying to influence the White House, or I'm trying to be part of the King's court and all the court intrigue, and that, you know, I'm trying to get in at the trough. I want nothing from Fox News. They offered me 3 TV shows on record. I want nothing from the White House but my country back. I want taxes cut. I want our borders controlled. I want to not have radical Islamists brought in to colonize us, as they're admitting in the news in Europe and the U.S. is the admitted plan now. I want to live in a free country. I want the Second Amendment. I want the Fourth Amendment back. I don't want a giant spy grid pointed at the people. I don't want a technocracy. I don't want to be censored by Google, Facebook, and all the rest of it. And I'm standing up for the American way of life. I'm not in people's businesses. I don't have an entourage. I don't want to be one of these politicos who's trying to be somebody, because I am somebody. I'm an American, and I'm a Christian, and I'm a Texan. I can't stand the intrigue and the Ivanka stuff and the Jared Kushners and I don't mean I can't stand those people. I mean just all the infighting and the Stephen Bannon stuff and just all of this intrigue and the generals and the rest of it, because it's a distraction from what we're trying to do to restore the republic and have some basic prosperity. But it's because Trump's a real president and really making decisions and isn't a puppet, the first time in a long time, that you see the massive intrigue and the attempt to cut him off. It's not that he's perfect, he's far from it, but he is not out to get the American people. He's not trying to shut down the economy so he can consolidate it. He's from a service-based economy where a booming economy helps him. And that's why they hate him. That's why the Republican establishment, the Democratic establishment, all of them, he is a pragmatist. He is a populist. And Stephen Bannon's right. You're going to have an Americana populism, or you're going to have a globalist Mao Zedong style populism. We got to fix the country, or it's going to fall to the scourge of leftist, communist, socialist garbage that brought down Venezuela. It was as rich as the U.S. 50 years ago. That brought down Argentina, as rich as us 50 years ago. That brought down countless nations. Now, for the rest of the hour, Roger Stone joins us. We're going to skip this break so we have more time, with bombshell information that I separately have confirmed from other sources that we've been sitting on for months as it developed with horror, not knowing how to respond, not knowing which faction was the best to support to help the president get his agenda through. And you've got to weigh each issue. I don't want to raise the debt limit. But if they want to lower us at Moody's and Standard & Poor's and others, they've never lowered our debt rating before. But if Trump did it, they were going to do it. And the big banks were planning a big downturn and planning to blame it on him, like 1929 Smooth Hawlings, on the protectionist and killing the recovery. They're trying with everything they can, with Obamacare in place and blocking tax cuts and all of it. And big banks saying, oh, we're going to go under. So he did the right thing there, going around the do-nothing establishment blue bloods that want to dictate to him that they're all-powerful and Mitch McConnell wouldn't return the president's call. But that arrogance comes from what you're about to hear. I'm not McMaster's enemy. I'm not Kelly's enemy, who I know his son died in Iraq. I'm not Mattis's enemy. I trust the president to try to put people around him so that he knows other deep state wants to kill him. Early on, I liked the appointment of these generals. But the facts, not from Stone, not from other sources I've got, but from what I see in the news with McMaster and Secretary of State running down the president on Fox News, saying the opposite of what the president says, that's not Machiavellian behavior. That's them scared of the pressure, scared of being having people yell at them at restaurants, scared of what I've gone through, coffee dumped on me, people attacking me. These people are a bunch of social climbers rolling over to the mob pressure when we're winning, when we're restoring the republic. These are people acting politically cowardly, two-faced, And it's the wrong message, and it's dangerous. So I'm going to give Roger Stone the floor. We're skipping this break. And the next 15 minutes, he's going to have exactly 15 minutes. I want him to lay out the entire raft of information that I can separately confirm almost all of from other sources. And I'm just sitting here not even knowing what to do because I don't just want the big story. Hell, I don't ever lie to the public, but sometimes I omit. I didn't even show all the black looting and stuff that we had video of in Houston or that we had video of in this latest hurricane in Florida until the media said I was promoting racism and saying blacks were looting. I never even said that. So here it is actually happening. They want to create division, and then it shows how deceptive they are. I want unity. They're the ones pushing racism and garbage. So Roger Stone's got the floor, 15 minutes. Just go ahead and lay it out, Roger.
Thank you, Alex. I can now follow up on a report that I first brought to the public surface on our new show, The War Room, several days ago with Owen Scheuer. And that regards a gentleman named Keith Schiller. Now, most folks would recognize Keith Schiller because in almost every picture of the president or video, you see a tall, muscular man in middle age standing near the president, as Keith Schiller has been what in politics we call the body man for as long as I can remember. A former New York Police Department veteran, Keith Schiller is the last man Donald Trump speaks to at night, the first man that he speaks to in the morning. He has always had the president's back, and he now has the title of Director of White House Operations, a job that was essentially created for him so that he could continue to render service to the president. Several media outlets reported last week that Schiller was leaving the White House employ and returning to New York. Given Keith Schiller's deep personal devotion to the president and his commitment to the Trump agenda, this made very little sense to me. We were told that Schiller was leaving for financial reasons, also that he had some personal reasons that were domestic in nature, evidently going through a divorce. Keith Schiller is not the kind of man, Alex, who would turn his back on a mission. And he is personally very deeply devoted to the president. It can now be fully revealed that Schiller clashed with General Kelly over his own access to the president. That Kelly demanded that Schiller could not see or communicate with the president without his prior express approval, and that he needed to know the subject and matter at hand, and further, on those occasions in which Schiller was allowed to see the president, he had to file a written report afterwards to tell General Kelly what was discussed. Schiller, being his own man, refused to agree, and a showdown was scheduled with the president. Ultimately, Kelly threatened to resign as the White House chief of staff if Schiller stayed, and being the consummate professional, Schiller has withdrawn. What is shocking me is that the president is allowing him to withdraw. This is why I have said repeatedly that the president's physical safety is a paramount concern of mine. Keith Schiller is a patriot. He is a man known for his honor and his integrity, known for his devotion, personal and otherwise, to the president, and the fact that he is leaving is extremely ominous.
You told me privately months ago that he was the canary in the coal mine and that they were really trying to get Schiller then. I know you don't want to give up sources here, but I tell you, this is amazing.
Well, I think the real objection to Schiller is really the same, Alex, as their actual objection to both Anthony Scaramucci and Stephen Bannon. General Kelly wants to cut off anyone who has a direct pipeline to the president, anyone who can get the president information, because God knows the president might find out, for example, that Joe Arpaio's on trial and that the Trump Justice Department didn't end this phony indictment when they could have, Or the president might learn that Jeff Sessions is planning a criminal law crackdown on medicinal marijuana, which the president said in the campaign he supports through states' rights. Or perhaps the president would learn that Jeff Sessions has an asset forfeiture program in which they take things from American citizens who haven't been convicted yet of any crime. So we can't have these inconvenient people getting through to the president to tell him what his administration is doing in so many areas. This is why I think Keith Schiller has been sacrificed. But the other shocking thing.
Yeah, by the way, this is so bombshell. I mean, are you gonna get into the McMaster and the meetings? And
yes, we're getting into that right now. The other thing I can now report is that General McMaster was attempting to recruit Safra Katz, the CEO of Oracle, to chair the President's Intelligence Advisory Board, and that Katz and McMaster were having dinner in a public restaurant, and that McMaster became inebriated. But during that time, he took a call from the president. He stepped away from the dinner table to take the call. But when he returned to the table, he had nothing but disparaging things to say about his boss. Let me quote directly. "The president is a dope," he said. "He is incapable of understanding anything beyond 140 characters. The idea of this guy having the nuclear football is scary. I see my mission as preventing him from blowing up the globe." Katz, to her credit, was offended by these comments, and she repeated them to Sheldon Adelson, with whom she is very friendly. Adelson being the billionaire Nevada businessman who is a good personal friend of the president and an important supporter in his election. When people affiliated with Adelson gave this story to the New York Post in an effort to expose the disloyalty of McMaster, Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law, called Rupert Murdoch, and the story was spiked. Katz has refused to talk to any reporter, but says she will talk to the president of the United States if he asks her about this. She, of course, is a billionaire in her own right, and these CEOs pretty much make up their mind about how they wish to function. So you now have a stunning example of McMaster's disloyalty. Now, why should this not surprise us? McMaster previously worked for a think tank financed by George Soros. Intelligence from the Israelis has told us that McMaster is in direct touch with Soros. They also tell us that he has been leaking information that may be classified to General Petraeus. Petraeus is a mentor of McMaster's. And, of course, McMaster is a longtime member of the Council on Foreign Relations, not exactly the Donald Trump glee club. McMaster is working overtime with Kelly to complete the isolation of the president. And the American people would know nothing of this dinner unless we broke the news here at InfoWars.com.
It's mind-boggling to see how transparent it is when Newsweek, Time, CNN, all the main enemies of America worship McMaster and say he's the best thing since sliced bread. He's surrounding the president by Soros people. Let's get into the fact then. This was going to be published in the New York Post, and then it's killed from... I mean, let's get into General Kelly, too. Let's get into even keeping family away from Trump. Let's get into all of it.
Well, as I say, this is part and parcel of the continued effort to isolate the president. Now, it is interesting that Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump, and again, I've said this many times, I'll say it again, I honestly believe that their motivations are good. They believe that the bad advice they're giving the president is actually in his best interest. They are, after all, elitists, both extremely wealthy, moving among the right crowd in the Hamptons or the Upper West Side or Malibu, Beverly Hills, and they would like the president to be popular with political elites. They just don't understand that that's impossible, that they hate the president for cultural reasons. They hate his patriotism. It's quaint and old-fashioned to them. Donald Trump will never be the toast of the people that his son-in-law daughter would like him to be. And frankly, they have played a crucial role in letting the generals get control. The irony now, however, is that General Kelly seeks to cut their access to the president off as well. You'll recall the media reports last week that said while the president was wrapping up the meeting with Senator Chuck Schumer and House Speaker, Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, sticking it to Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan, because they won't work with the president, Ivanka Trump, uninvited and unscheduled, joined the meeting, simply to pay her respects. Now, I think it can be seen in context. That was a big FU to General Kelly, who seeks to cut off Ivanka's access to her own father. In retaliation, Kelly canceled Ivanka Trump's already announced trip to China, where she was going on a goodwill mission, because the Chinese have been working with us to try to resolve the North Korean problem, something Barack Obama could never get them to do.
Okay.
This is the intrigue we're looking at, Alex, and it is interesting that while Jared and Ivanka helped the generals come to power, just as Steve Bannon did, they now see themselves as targets of General Kelly.
Who's the leader of the generals?
Well, it would be supposition, but strangely enough, Alex, I think General Mattis is actually the leader. Why? Because he's the one who says the least. What you'll notice is that the U.S. Army public relations machine is constantly pumping out propaganda to make him look like General George Patton. He says nothing of substance other than we're going to have the strongest, most efficient military in U.S. history, a laudable goal. But he is senior to both McMaster, who should have been riffed out of the service years ago, was saved by Petraeus. McMaster's drinking problem is an open secret in Washington. I guarantee you the Russians and the Chinese are well aware of it. Everyone in official Washington is. And, of course, Kelly was brought to the table by Stephen K. Bannon, who placed him first at immigration, or I should say Homeland Security, and then helped him rise to power at the White House, only to be stabbed in the back by Kelly, who immediately told the president, Bannon has to go.
And now, I guess we have this triumvirate, or we have this trifecta, we have our three generals up there, and it'd be one thing if they were continuing the Trump agenda, but instead they're just bringing in a bunch of Soros people, who we know is a super spy. Basically, you know, they even modeled the new James Bond movie that came out on him and his Quantum Group, who is this just is this clearinghouse between all these criminal organizations, I guess, to line their pockets personally?
No, I think it's actually these guys are Council on Foreign Relations members. They're globalists. They belong to the global elite. We're to the point, Alex, where you don't get that high in the military unless you bought in to the globalist.
Sure. So
agenda.
Trump trusts the military because the military is good overall. But when you're drawing from the top, they've only got globalists in there.
Well, and let's look at their advice. Mr. President, bomb the hell out of Syria and then send in 150,000 troops immediately. Thank God Donald Trump disagreed. Now Afghanistan. I think we both understand we should be withdrawing from Afghanistan. That's what the president promised us in the campaign. Now he seems to have given General Mattis an open order here to stay in Afghanistan.
All right, Roger, stay there. We're going to come back into the big issue, and that is the president slurring his words. This is not publicly known, but this is from all our sources and people that have talked directly with him. He doesn't drink. they've been pre-hyping that he's going to have mental problems, have a collapse. It'd be smart for them to go ahead and just slowly poison him or slowly drug him instead of killing him and turning him into a martyr. It's an old Chinese tactic to drug the emperor slowly or to get him addicted. This is an old tactic used on other presidents. We're going to hit the big one straight ahead, the mental capacity of the president.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Forever. Ladies and gentlemen, these mics are terrible. Alex Jones on lead guitar.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Again, we're supporting Patriot, Freedom Caucus type, Republican libertarians for office to take over the Republican Party. And we've done that to a certain extent. We got the blue bloods up there we got to get rid of. And they're working with the Democrats. But the two battle over who has raw power. And I like Trump going around them to actually get the debt limit up because they were planning to sabotage him there. So maybe Trump knows what he's doing with these generals and all the rest of it. But when his own daughter can't get in to see him, and when I know most of these deep state leaks are coming out of the intelligence agencies, they're not coming out of his family. And they threaten him with all the leaks until he gives them full power, and then, yeah, the leaks stop. Except now they just have the Secretary of State on Fox News, who I've been supportive of overall, he had a good record at ExxonMobil, running down the president saying, America speaks for America, I speak for myself, Trump speaks for himself. But I speak for America, basically. And McMaster up there going, oh, we're going into Syria. We're going to take out Assad, when Trump had said we weren't. And the people tell Trump about him saying that, and he comes out and says, no, we're not doing that. They want to be president. And we didn't elect Ivanka or Jared Kushner or Rex Tillerson or McMaster. So for me, it's not like some battle and let's pick people off and get our people in. Because you get rid of one group, people even worse comes in. I just sit back and watch this, and I see the escalation in the Middle East. I see the escalation in Afghanistan. I see this asset forfeiture seizure. What we had before was unconstitutional. This is just like pirates pulling up and taking what you got. I'm not against the police, but I don't want to just give the bad police departments out there. And it's famous for it in some areas, East Texas and other areas, where they just pull old ladies over, just take the money out of their wallet. I like Jeff Sessions wanting us to have a border and sovereignty, but it's a dying issue, a failing issue to give people 5 years in jail for marijuana. And by the way, I don't like marijuana. Roger likes it. I don't like, it makes me paranoid. But, and I know it's weaponized and super strong now, but you decriminalize it to not make it all sexy and cool. I know it's got a lot of medical uses, and you know, it's a great plant overall, but it can be misused. But so can alcohol. We're not going to lock folks up for, you know, drinking too much vodka, are we? Or a lot of us would be in jail. So we see some bad things starting to come. And the more he gets sequestered, the more bad stuff we see. But we see some good things as well. We saw the unity in the hurricane, all of it. But Roger Stone, I've studied history as you've done. I've studied the Chinese. I've studied the British. I've studied the Norman. I've studied it. And something they would do is start putting a little bit of poison in the king's food or a little bit of poison in people's food they wanted to get rid of so they'd act crazy or tire them out or start putting a little bit of a sedative in their Diet Coke, just a little bit, until suddenly they want the Diet Coke but don't know why and are sleepy at night and suddenly don't have as much energy. This happened to Ronald Reagan. Then he got shot. Then he was given cold blood transfusion, causing some brain damage. Then they kind of keep him drugged up and then kind of wind him up and bring him back out. Kennedy, it was totally admitted. The Nazi doctors controlled Hitler. He was taking more drugs than Elvis Presley at the end. So this is a culture of control, something that control systems do. And a lot of folks have talked about it, who've talked to the president, that now used to incredible energy, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, midnight. Now, sleepy at 7, 8, 9, slurring words. This feeds into their narrative that he's got Alzheimer's. First thing you said they do 4 months ago was, as you talked about, editorial meetings at major papers, just a recap for folks, where they were saying, next thing if Russia doesn't work is he's a racist, intermittently with, he's got early onset dementia, Alzheimer's, cognitive problems. And then sure enough, that's there. He has incredible energy, incredible smarts. But then he's sequestered. He's surrounded like Rapunzel up in the tower, but doesn't have the long hair to get out or to, you know, raise up the huntsman or whatever. He's stuck there, and suddenly, oh, now there is the fatigue. Suddenly there is the problems. If people don't think this is how they take control of the most important position in the world, they're crazy. If they don't think it's being tried, that now his personal security guy's gone, who gets what he wants, checks it, brings it in, who's smart, who's paranoid, who's watching all these guys. If they don't think that, they're crazy. The probability is, I'd say, 99% they're trying to drug him. Because if he doesn't continue to show his old smarts, we know they're taking the edge off. Is he smart enough to pick up on it? Now, Roger, we're not the ones saying this. These are our sources, other people. Oh, and I forgot the most important point. I heard this a month ago. They were shopping it around that, oh, don't worry, he's going to be incapacitated soon. You'll see. Hell, they've had Al Gore say on the Late Late Show. They've had the former deputy director of the CIA and FBI say it, Phil Mudd. Oh, he's going to be incapacitated. He'll be neutralized the next 2 months. And then Congress tells our sources, no, that means physically. And we go, kill him? They go, well, you'll see. So this is how I would do it myself. I even said this 6 months ago. So, Tasha, I hope we're not giving them ideas. No, I got this from history. They know what they're doing. And they've got all sorts of sophisticated things to be able to carry this type of operation out. Also, waking him up at night, coming in with all the alerts. It's a form of torture, basically, and they put presidents through this to get control. Obama knew how to just roll over and do whatever he was told. So we've set the table that they're the ones shopping that, oh, don't worry, we're basically drugging him. Don't worry, we've got control. And McMaster's strutting around. I mean, let's go through this and back into McMaster and back into some of the other details and then go down the path of blackmail. Let's just get it all out today.
Well, Alex, as you have correctly pointed out, my greatest concern is with a loyalist like Keith Schiller no longer standing vigilantly with the president, incapacitating him would be relatively easy. You know, I know what the folks over at Media Matters for America are thinking. Oh, you're conspiracy theorists. No, we're conspiracy realists. We know from the Church Committee hearings in the 70s that the Central Intelligence Agency has a drug which can induce a heart attack, but which will not be detected in an average autopsy unless you were looking for it. Donald Trump poses the greatest single threat to the globalist clique, to the trilateralist neocon duopoly that has run the country in our foreign policy into the ground. And if they cannot co-opt him, it is not unrealistic or irresponsible or crazy to think that they would remove him. They removed John F. Kennedy for exactly this reason. They removed Richard Nixon, although he made it easy, for exactly this reason, and they are not in any way morally above removing this president. There was a cover story, I think it was in Time, just a few weeks ago, trying to make the case that the president is lazy. I've known him 40 years. He is one of the hardest working men I know. His mind is always working. He's always working the phones. He's always jotting down notes to himself. This is a guy who, even when he's trying to have recreation, trying to play golf, he's still taking business phone calls.
Sure, let's stop right there. They introduced this idea. You were told it from high-level editorial meetings that your sources were in. It then manifests, and let's be clear. Media Matters, funded by Soros, they're all picking up on this, and I'm saying this is 100% for sure. This is from sources. They know we have the sources. They know we do the research. And I'm doing this to warn the president that he needs to have a third-party doctor, not the Pentagon doctor or whoever. He needs to have his blood tested. He's smart, and he does. And again, Roger, I know you don't want to give up sources, but, I mean, the president is definitely... By what time, when people are talking to him, at what times is he slurring his words?
He's slurring his words on various times, and that's what's concerning. Let's be very clear. I have a source at the New York Times, a reporter, who expressed to me a concern that in a conversation they had on the phone with the president, that he was slurring his words. The president does not drink. The president most certainly does not do drugs. The president is sharp as a tack. Now, let's give some credibility to
Let me stop you. When I've had conversations with him, it's like he's speaking like an actor. It's so precise and so smooth that exactly. Then you hear he's slurring his words. It's like, whoa.
Well, now, in the president's defense, could he be exhausted? Yeah, he works very hard for the country. He is passionate about his desire for an economic revival, for a boom. He said it to me. Wait and see. You'll see. When I get my 15% tax rate, this economy is going to cook like nothing you've ever seen. It'll be the greatest advance in job creation this country's ever seen. He is deeply committed and passionate about this. But I have now heard, not from one, but two different sources, that he seemed disoriented and was slurring his speech in conversations. To me, this is a tip-off that he may be being medicated. Is General Kelly above this? No. In the New York Times, in the Washington Post of last week, I was quoted as saying, Kelly ultimately will fail in his attempt to isolate the president. That's because the Donald Trump I know is his own man. He's not going to be told who he can see and who he can't see, who he can talk to and who he can't talk to, what he can read and what he cannot read, where he can go and where he cannot go. He simply won't be controlled, managed, handled. It's not his style.
I want to get back to the drugging, but let's talk about Keith Schiller, his longtime, basically chief of staff, bodyguard, confidant, best friend. Trump is saying he's, quote, crushed. And again, the pressure they put on your family behind the scenes, the things they do, he then resigns. Trump says it's in the news. He can't believe it. I guess trying to get Schiller back. I don't want to get into inside baseball, but obviously they know who Schiller's talking to, Roger, and they got all our phones tapped. So the point is that we're not just pulling us out of the air. I can't get into, I don't know how much we can say, but this is, I don't know what they can do to make Schiller do this. So I hope a certain person we know gets on the phone with Schiller very quickly, because somebody I know has his phone number and talks to him. But then that person never wants to reveal.
But let's be very clear. Keith Schiller is a very discreet guy, and he protects the president's discretion. My source on why Schiller is leaving is not Keith Schiller. Let me make that as clear as I can.
No, you had folks that were in the meeting, but I know, because I have it from several sources. Then tell folks specifically some of the things. I mean, how much can we get in without giving up the sources? Because people need to know what happened when Ivanka came in, when Schumer was there, and Pelosi. I mean, there's just all of this. It's incredible. It's just incredible. And now they are, almost all the sources are chopped off. He's almost completely isolated. That's why we're dumping all this now.
Well, that's exactly right. The curtain is coming down, and it puts the president in great danger, and it puts the country in great danger. Because really what's happened, and you touched on this, Alex, is the U.S. Justice Department, there's only one Trump guy there, Sessions. Everybody below him works for Barack Obama, and they are keeping the U.S. attorneys in place. In New York State, they've let Chuck Schumer name the U.S. attorneys in New York and Albany. That is insanity. At the State Department, Condoleezza Rice has kept the Obama and Soros people intact.
And their response to Trump sharing power is to say they want him dead and that his supporters are all rapists and Nazis. They're coming for all of us because they know we're winning. This is total war. What do we do?
Well, it's essential that the president not be allowed to be isolated. It is essential that those who can break through to him and tell him what's really going on continue to do so. The president would not have pardoned Joe Arpaio if he didn't learn through InfoWars that the Justice Department was trying to railroad Arpaio.
Well, they're threatening everybody. I know they're threatening Drudge. I know they're threatening everybody to not have any of us work together so they can isolate us and pick us all off. We're winning the culture war. The listeners have to know, though, the censorship, the attacks, the demonization, it's all going into high gear, but we're having victories. When Trump goes with his instinct and says Antifa's evil and bad, his numbers go up. Then 3 weeks later, the Democrats have to admit it's true. Again, this mindlessness where if you say Antifa's bad but the white supremacists are bad, you're defending white supremacists. No, you're not. It's like saying Joe Stalin was bad and so was Hitler. They're both bad. Jeffrey Dahmer and John Wayne Gacy were both bad. If you say they're both bad, it doesn't say the other one's okay.
Well, not only that, but when I suggested that General Kelly's attempts to isolate the president would fail, Kelly went to the president and told him that he was forbidden from ever speaking to Roger Stone again. Hey, General Kelly, fat chance on that one. I'm just warming up on you, friend, because you don't support the Trump agenda. You are not loyal. Everything I have said here today is out of loyalty to the president and his worldview. We elected Donald Trump. Let Trump be Trump. That's the point of this. You won't have foreign wars. You won't have...
And by the way, Cernovich and Posobiec, was Posobiec broke, and they blew his covers, naval intelligence. Oh, they're like, we're pulling his security clearance because the president likes him. The president likes somebody in naval intelligence, they get kicked out. It's like he's the enemy, it's so crazy. And what do you make of Rex Tillerson? I mean, why would Rex Tillerson go on Fox News and badmouth the president? I mean, these people.
Rex Tillerson's worried about life after Trump. Rex Tillerson's got one foot out the door already. He doesn't like this job. He doesn't want this job. In fact, he's abrogated the job to Condoleezza Rice. Rex Tillerson, who I think's a good man, is running nothing.
Well, let me tell you what's happening. That's it. That's it. They're being bullied. Their wives are being messed with. They're being sped up. They're being attacked like me and Roger do, physically on the street. And so they're cracking under it. That's fine. Leave. Leave. We want to save the country. I don't want contracts. I don't want jobs. I could have sold out 100 times, been bigger than Rush Limbaugh on terrestrial radio. I really believe in something. And they call that mentally ill. And they call Trump mentally ill. That I really do want to have sovereignty. I really do want to cut taxes. I really do want to defend Christianity. I really do not want to give over to Islam. And I'm not going to stop. They have to know that we're going to win.
This is about the Trump agenda. Alex, I could make an enormous amount of money today by hanging up a shingle and becoming a lobbyist to lobby the
Trump. No, you should make $10 million a year doing it. You got more offers now than ever.
I refuse to do it because it would cloud my judgment and it would be a conflict. I'm in favor of the success of the Trump presidency.
By the way, did you not notice that they, one thing media gets right is Trump really believes in what he's saying. He really has gotten rid of all the lobbyists. And then they go, isn't he horrible? I mean, he really is doing the right thing.
Well,
stay right there. Let's just come back. Stay there, Roger Stone. Final, skip the break. Go ahead, Roger.
Let's face it, Alex. If the president announced tomorrow that he had found a cure for cancer, the headline in the Washington Post would be, Trump puts doctors out of work. They won't give this guy a break. We have a million new jobs.
It's actually a 1.6 million, Roger.
Okay, we have the stock market at a record high. He has cut regulations that kill jobs to the bone. He has the Chinese working with him to try to contain this lunatic in North Korea, but they won't give the president any credit. It is unlike anything that I have ever
seen.
And the
military has crushed ISIS. They're not even in two major cities now. They're just hiding out in a few caves.
We're now to the point where we know, as Owen Scheuer reported, that ISIS is buying uranium in Somalia. Or I should say they have obtained uranium, and they're selling it to the Iranians in violation of the Iranian deal that Obama
made. And obviously North Korea, in fact, let me just say something here. You and Cernovich are co-hosting with Owen. We've launched 6 new hours of transmission last month. I haven't even done the liners yet professionally for you guys, so I just want to make this clear. It's Owen Schroyer, it's Roger Stone, it's Mike Cernovich, he's here in the big HD studio with all the clips and all that prepared, kind of quarterbacking stuff. And then we've got our star running backs and wide receivers that are Roger Stone and all the rest of it. So that show comes on every day right after this one at 3:00 Central. So the great news is this is so important. Maybe we need Roger to continue on because what you've been covering here is breaking in newspapers by the hundreds right now. And they're trying to spin it and obviously misrepresent it that we're saying he's senile. We're saying this. No, we're saying they said, watch, he'll soon be incapacitated. And suddenly we've got high-level sources, New York Times, you name it, and other people that talk to him, where he's slurring his words. So this is happening. I guess they say they're going to, quote, get rid of him, drug him, and then self-manifest the fact that, he looks like he has Alzheimer's. This is so incredibly obvious. Alzheimer's doesn't show up in a month. This is incredible, Roger.
And you saw, Alex, within the last 30 days, Anna Navarro, the liberal Democrat who appears on CNN posing as a Republican, big fundraiser for Senator Bob Menendez, big donor to Deborah Wasserman Schultz, saying the president has Alzheimer's. You have Don Lemon saying the president has the early stages of Alzheimer's, then trying to deny when he was confronted that he said it, like we're idiots and we can't see the videotape. This has been part of the game plan from the beginning. If they cannot defeat you, they try to discredit you. If they can't discredit you, they try to co-opt you. If they can't co-opt you, they try to destroy you. They have been unable to completely co-opt the president, although they keep trying. Afghanistan's, that decision was, I think, an ominous sign. as opposed to Syria, where the president did the right thing. They said, Mr. President, you must send 150 troops immediately. And he said, no way.
And Roger, let's be clear. Way back in whenever it was, like 4 months ago, when you said next thing will be early onset dementia, all this, you had that from sources, it all came true. The media has gone from saying we're making up sources to admitting we have them and admitting they've got to cut us off. Headlines all over the news. InfoWars banned at the White House 3 weeks after Jack Posobiec broke that news here. So this is going on. This is happening. And it just shows that Trump is a good man. Doesn't mean he's perfect. Nobody is. But that's why they hate him so much. And I just don't get the political class. Why don't they just get out of the way, let America basically take over globalism, but use it to empower people and free market and then disintegrate it? We'll still have global trade, but not the global system of overriding nations, attacking Christianity, exporting Islam everywhere, sexualizing kids, turning everything over to these nihilistic people. I mean, it's a survival thing. Why do they want to override anything strong, anything good, and blow it up? Why do they have such a hard-on for America? Why do the globalists want to destroy the average working person? Why are they such you-know-whats?
Because it is cultural hatred for what Trump is and what he believes. They think American patriotism is outdated. You guys don't understand. It's a new world. No, it isn't. We are still the same country we have ever been.
And we're badass!
And anybody who supports American sovereignty or American exceptionalism, or American nationalism, well, you're a white supremacist. You're a bigot. You're a racist. No, we're not. You talk about disinformation when the people at Media Matters for America say Bill and Hillary and the Podestas have no ties to child traffickers. They're the ones who are lying. They're the ones who are spreading.
They're child traffickers convicted all around them.
So, look, this isn't an epic battle. This is about Western civilization. I'm glad to see Steve Bannon outside the tent shooting in for a change. He gave us Kelly. Now he needs to go clean it up.
And again, I guess Kelly and all of them are creatures of the deep state. They know it's safe. It's a power trip. And even their adjuncts are like, well, we're the Republic and we're going to protect it. And, you know, and then they turn on the head. Well, if you were never in the military, then you can't even be part of this. When these are the elites feeding on the military and actually using our best and brightest to carry this crap out. And it's just unbelievable. And it's the level of cowardice to it all. The people get in these big groups and go along with it because that's what's easy for them to never actually stand up for anything.
But when you have elite globalists like Gary Cohn, formerly of Goldman Sachs, carbon tax Cohn, bad-mouthing the president publicly, saying that he considered resigning over the president's Charlottesville comments. Gary, resign now, quickly, before you're fired, because you should be.
Roger, I know you've been on with us for 45 minutes. Owen Schroer in the War Room's coming up. When are you scheduled to be on there today? So I want you to recap this. There's stuff you didn't get into. This is riveting, infowars.com/show. A lot of new stations starting to pick up the show. When are you scheduled to be on War Room?
I will be on at 5 o'clock Eastern. Between now and then, I'm going to do some more reporting. I've got a number of calls I have to return. Updated information at 5 Eastern on the War Room with Owen Scheuer.
All right, that's 5 Eastern, 4 o'clock Central?
That's correct.
All right, so Infowars.com/show to find all the showtimes, listings, and so much more. Owen's just doing a great job quarterbacking it. But again, it is the War Room with Roger Stone, Mike Cernovich, and Owen Schroer. They didn't even bring it up, but we launched the show just with Owen because they've been so busy. We're getting it all lined up and getting the equipment being set up. Amazing. God bless our crew, everybody else. Please financially support us. Pray for us. Great deals. Infowarsstore.com. We need your prayers, number one, because we're risking our lives doing this. Make no mistake. Great job, Roger. God bless you. We're not backing down.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.